Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
afternoon. Mike Coates, now in the presenter's chair, recently vacated by my colleague John Yule. And thanks to John for some mellow jazz in the first hour. I was particularly taken with his Joe Farnsworth prelude to A Kiss. I think Joe had put some thought into the Ellington composition there, and it wasn't the only very pleasant disc that John played today. So, thanks to colleague John. My opening track was the Ray Brown Big Band, and I guess many of you would have identified Milt Jackson on vibes in the lineup there. Some sterling names in the big band. We had in the trombone section Herbie Green and Jimmy Cleveland, Clark Terry Snooky Young and Ernie Royal formed the trumpet section, Ray Allonge on French horn, the frequent replacement for the French horn player, whose name escapes me for the moment. Jimmy Heath played alto, Danny Bank and Jerome Richardson played, and Romeo Penk played, and Phil Woods played in the reed section. Milt Jackson I mentioned on vibes. Hank Jones was the piano player, Ray Brown of course on bass, and Grady Tate at the drums. Oliver Nelson arranged the piece, which was composed by a bass player for a bass-playing big band leader. The composer was Jimmy Woody, and the name of the piece was Now Hear My Meaning. I noticed from the gig guide this week that the Keith Peters Big Band will be giving their monthly concert tonight at Farm Road. My understanding is that it may include music from the show Guys and Dolls. Interestingly enough, the show, which I think dated from about 1943, the songs don't crop up over much in jazz performances, except with one instance. But the music, I think, is quite outstanding, and generally it is regarded as one of the best American songbook musicals. So, here is Scottish pianist Dave Newton with the track that does get featured in jazz lineups, which is Luck Be a Lady Tonight. I should mention that we may have a problem with this disc, but hopefully I've got my fingers crossed. And if we haven't, we'll find another track from David Newton to keep the show moving along. Hopefully, Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
Thank you.
Well, of course, Dave Newton finished up playing Wouldn't You Know What It Means to Be in New Orleans, which will not be part of Keith Peters' big band performance tonight. But if you'd like to hear some music from Guys and Dolls in big band form, then Farm Road, Sheffield, after 8:30 is the place to be. The Dave Newton track was recorded in San Francisco in 2003, the 3rd or 4th of April. And along with Dave Newton on piano was David Chamberlain bass and Colin Oxley on drums. The recording venue was a place called the Plush Room, which my esteemed colleague, Mr. Yule, has in fact visited. Apparently, it opened in around 1928 as a speakeasy. But in fairness to John, I think I have to say he didn't go with that in mind when he visited there. So, Dave Newton with David Chamberlain bass and Colin Oxley on drums. I also noticed that Sunday past would have been the 97th birthday of Benny Golson. And I'd like to play, because Benny Golson features frequently on Swing Time, a well-respected jazz man, one of his lesser-known tunes. Here is a tune composed by Benny called Thursday's Theme. The lineup is Lee Morgan trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor, Ray Bryant is the piano player, Percy Heath bass, and Philly Joe Jones at the drum kit. Recorded in Nola's penthouse in New York City on the 17th of November 1958. This is Thursday's Theme. Thank you.
Thank you.
a rather more gentle piece than some of Benny Goldsman's more, shall we say, robust hard bop compositions. Thursday's theme. And that was taken from the Blue Note album, Benny Goldsman and the Philadelphians. My two classic jazz records are a bit different this week. Both are classic blues records from the mid-1930s. And by the same two performers. The compositions of this bluesman are not unfamiliar to swing time listeners. We have featured How Long Blues and In the Evening by various performers previously on the show. These two discs show Leroy Carr in his own right. Particularly noteworthy, I feel, is the rapport between Leroy Carr, the pianist, and his accompanying guitarist, Scrapper Blackwell. Also note the quality of the lyrics. Not too many blues stanzas with such as "It looks mighty cloudy" and "I believe it's going to rain." A far cry from the more commonplace "I woke up this morning" approach. Two quality recordings then from Leroy Carr, piano and vocal, and Scrapper Blackwell on guitar. First, a track entitled "Take a Walk Round the Corner," which was recorded in New York City on the 14th of August 1934, and subsequently "Blues Before Sunrise," recorded unusually in St. Louis, and that was on the 21st of February earlier in 1934. So, "Take a Walk Round the Corner," and subsequently "Blues Before Sunrise."
Blues start to rolling, ooh. front door. I'm gonna change my way of living, ain't going to worry no more. Now I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna buy me a hard shooting pistol and put her in her grave.
Vocal contrast, a singer who initially gained fame with the Les Brown Band. Subsequently, she decided to quit in 1954, and although she continued to pick up the odd date, by and large, she retired completely from the scene. However, on one of these odd dates, she was encouraged to record with a well-known, well-respected and excellent arranger, namely Marty Paich. This is Lucy and Polk, and along with Marty Paich on piano, and the arrangement, of course, was Dick Noel, who actually turns out to be Mr. Lucy and Polk, if I can express it that way, Bob Hardaway, tenor, Tony Rizzi on guitar, Buddy Clark, bass, and the tailor himself, Mel Lewis. This was recorded at Radio Recorders in Hollywood on the 12th of July 1957, and anything that John Yule can do, I can do as well. Another Ellington composition, just a sitting and a rocking.
I know I should go out, be seen here and there, but my friends have found out my baby don't care. I don't go out walking, I ain't for no talking. My baby done left me just a sitting and rocking. If I had been scheming instead of just dreaming, he might never have left me just a sitting and rocking. Well, I'm sitting all day without holding my baby. Gee, I'm so blue and sad. If he don't hurry and come back, it's a cinch, he'll drive me mad. Now, if I don't find him, I hope you remind him that I'm staying where he left me, just a sitting and rocking all day.
I think there aren't more Lucy and Polk albums around. This is Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the selections for this second hour. Difficult as it is imagining, once upon a time, there were only two organ players in the jazz discographies, Fats Waller and Count Basie. Since, say, the middle of the 1950s, onwards, there have been any number of aspiring musicians taking up the instrument. Some have lasted the course and indeed made a name for themselves. Others have slipped back into the background with but little to show for their efforts. Freddie Roach first surfaced in the An Ike Quebec recording for Blue Note in 1961 and subsequently made a bit of a name for himself with Blue Note, appearing on a dozen or so albums. Then he passed through to Prestige, and after one recording, he just disappeared. Here is a sample of the sound created by Freddie Roach with a composition, his own composition, called Debug. Alongside Freddie on Hammond organ, we have Percy French tenor, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Clarence Johnson drums. A recording in the Van Gelder studio, as were many Blue Note recordings in New Jersey, on the 23rd of August 1962. This is Debug.
Thank you.
One of Wayne Shorter's most significant and influential records was the Blue Note 1964 album Speak No Evil. Although trumpeter Freddie Hubbard was on the date, he does not take place on the next strike. I have selected the Wayne Shorter composition, Infant Eyes. And with Wayne Shorter on tenor, we have Herbie Hancock piano, Ron Carter bass, Elvin Jones drums. Recorded again in the Van Gelder Studios, Englewood Cliffs, on the 24th of December 1964. This is Infant Eyes. Well, a varied contrast of music today. Mike Coates here saying thank you for listening. Some interesting music in John Yule's hour. And I hope you found that a mixture of blues and more modern hard bop approach to our music has been enjoyable. We'll be here next Tuesday at 1 p.m. and we'd like you to join us if you can. So take care out there and join us next week if you are able. Bye. One, two.